Hey friends, 2 days left to pray today. Welcome to December 30th, and I think it is appropriate today to not spend a lot of time talking to you, but to pray with you about our church. Now, I realize that not all of you attend Celebration. I'm so thrilled to see the scope of what Pray Today has brought to people in different states and different churches. What a blessing that is. But I want to focus, if I may, today on the fact that God is moving at Celebration Community Church in both of our campuses. I look at our campuses and I have never seen people so hungry to grow in their faith as I do now. So I want to jump right into prayer with you today for our church. Lord, thank you so much for what you're doing in your church. It's not our church, it's your church. Thank you, Lord, for entrusting this church to us, a body of believers. And Father, I want the people of Celebration to be fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. I want to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. I know that'll never happen as long as I'm on this earth, because I'll always sin. And if I'm sinning, I'm not a fully developed follower, devoted follower of you. But Lord, I pray for growth in our church. And I'm not just talking numerical growth. I'm talking spiritual growth, which is the first part of our vision, Lord, that you've given to us. I pray for the spiritual development of the people of Celebration. I pray for all of those who have made the commitment to read through the New Testament with me in 2022, and all that are considering it, Lord, I just pray that they would decide to do that, to draw close to you. Father, I want to thank you for our foster kids that the people of Celebration have poured into. I want to thank you for the foster parents. I pray that you would just bring in new families that want to make the difference, a difference in the lives of these kids, Lord. I thank you for the orphan care that you've given us people to take care of overseas, Lord, orphans. And I just pray that you'd be with those missionary families that attend Celebration and who do your work overseas. Father, I want to thank you so much for the individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities that you have helped us to minister to at C3. And I pray that that would continue and that those wonderful people would be encouraged in you. God, thank you for our new part of the vision with mental health, Lord. In both of our campuses, would you bring people about? Would you help people to seek Christian counsel and therapy, Lord, to overcome some of their past and their struggles and depression, anxiety? I pray for all those people who are struggling with their mental health, and may this church step up and be the hands and feet of Jesus when it comes to caring for the orphans and the foster kids and those with disabilities and those, Father, with mental health struggles, Father. I just want to thank you for all the members who make Celebration Community Church what it is, Lord. All the people who serve in our church, all the volunteers, the people who say, "Here I am, Lord, use me." God, thank you for them. God, would you continue to bring people who want to serve for you? Thank you, God, for our staff of C3 in Colby and in Hayes. God, all of the people who take these positions and go above and beyond because you've given them a calling for ministry in their lives, I just pray that you would bless them, Father. God, may Celebration be a place this coming year of connection, that people who are just church attenders would take that step into connecting with C3. God, I pray for those in our communities of Hayes and Colby and the surrounding communities and our online campus, Lord, that people in this time in our country would realize that what they need is hope, and that hope comes through the Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. Would you use the church for that? Would you bring unity and continue unity that we feel in our church, Lord? Build unity in both of our campuses. God, would you take care of our churches financially? God, that we would continue to do your work. Would you help people be motivated to give sacrificially to your work, Lord? Thank you for that. We just want to say thanks today for all you've done in our church, in the people of our church, the people who are developing a new relationship with Christ through the people of C3. Thank you, Lord, for using us. And Lord, as we look to 2022, may you bless your church abundantly in every way. And may we always point not to ourselves for that, but to you. In Jesus' name, amen.